No, don't suppose she would.
Would you say they're cornflower hyacinth? Hey. Or would you call them Wedgwood or Azure? Do you think they're sapphire or baby blue? All I know is you have got this strange allure. Oh, Betty. Betty. Betty.
Betty. Betty Blue Eyes. Yeah, that is music from the original London cast recording, but we can do better than that because I'm delighted to welcome into the studio, and I think we'll just turn all their microphones up. We have Suzanne, we have Ali, we have Kate, all from the Shenfield Operatic Society's new production of Betty Blue Eyes, a show I know nothing about. It's passed me by. I shouldn't have, Suzanne. Why should I come and see Betty Blue Eyes?
Oh, it's just such a really great, fun show to be in. I mean, we're having so much fun in rehearsals. We're just so excited about it. We want everyone to come along and join in that fun, basically.
It is. Now, Ali, tell me a little bit about the show. Where does it originate from?
Okay, so we're in 1947, so it's post-war in Britain, and there's lots that's going on in the show. So basically, the country's still staggering after all of the rationing that's still going on.
Yeah, post-war,
so all of that. And we're in a little community that we're up north, and we basically see a bright spark on the horizon, and what we decide to do is we're determined to celebrate the royal wedding of the Princess Elizabeth and Prince Philip.
Yeah.
And so the community come together and they want to make this banquet that, as in any community, there's also some baddies. So we've got some really sort of nasty, sort of self-important councillors there in the community who want to host their own banquet.
Okay.
And they're sick of having spam a lot of the time, so they rear a pig illegally, and they feast upon... they try and feast upon Betty. So this is Betty Blue Eyes, as they name her in the,
Right, okay.
So Betty is going to be joining us. We've started rehearsals quite a while ago now, but Betty's joining rehearsals very soon. So she is
really?
Lifelike pig, but it's a puppet.
Ah, right. Yeah, I was beginning to become a little bit concerned there.
So we get Betty just after Christmas, but Caroline Green's going to be operating her, and it's going to be brilliant to have her on board.
Okay, Kate, tell me about your character. Who are you?
So I play the lovely Mother Dear, who is Ali's mother-in-law. Very cantankerous old so-and-so, shall I say. She's an absolute delight to play. Very much a comedy part of the whole thing. Has some cracking one-liners, and I feel like I get quite a lot of the glory for not having to do a lot, generally speaking. Hobbling around a lot, that's me on my little walking stick, but I absolutely love her. There's no character like her. And I don't think I'd ever get to play another character like her again, to be honest. She's fabulous.
Okay.
It's really good fun, because I'm playing a chiropodist called Gilbert Chilvers.
Now, this was from, because the whole thing's taken from the film Private Function, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's based on the Alan Bennett film, yeah.
And you're Michael Palin's character.
Yes, that's right.
So he's rather weak and sort of northern, wasn't he?
He's a bit of a lovable, hopeless character. But he's kept in shape by his wife, Joyce, who is going to be played by the amazing Rachel Lane. And it's great, because she's always wanting to be high in the society. And unfortunately, Gilbert isn't high in society. He's just going from door to door, but always dreaming of having this place on the parade, sort of a permanent chiropodist surgery, but doesn't quite make it.
Now, Suzanne, the composers, George Stiles and Anthony Drew, they're not well known. Have they done anything else? I think
they did Half a Sixpence and Honk and Mary Poppins.
Apart from those three, they're fairly well known.
Honk,
I saw Honk many years ago. A guy called Richard Hughes, who I'm sure you know. Incidentally, Richard Hughes was a guest recently. He's just had fantastic success this year with his production. Station up in the in London, and they've got a new Christmas song out. We'll be playing that a little bit later on, incidentally. So just a reminder about that. So Betty Blue Eyes is on at the Queen's now. Yep. A huge theatre to fill and a lovely stage to work on. So how's rehearsals coming along?
Rehearsals are going brilliantly. Mm. Yeah, we're set the whole of Act One and probably halfway through, maybe three quarters of the way through Act Two.
Yeah. I mean, it's full of fantastic songs, fantastic sort of dance routines. So we're just having a blast with it. And what's also really good is that it's not like a principal lineup in a company. Everybody gets to play a part in the community. So everyone, and the way that Sarah Barton, who's directing it, the way she's put it all together is to bring everybody out of their shell to play a character.
Yeah.
So you're not just sat at the background. You're actually, all part of it. And it's sounding fantastic as well. So we've got our choral master is Rachel Plunkett. And she's done really well.
Yeah, I know Rachel. Yeah,
yeah, she's a South End girl. And she's working wonders with the company. To get everyone sounding amazing.
So you're off books, obviously, by now, yeah?
Completely.
Yeah, no, you're not. Oh, look at those.
Obviously. Yeah.
We've got Christmas. We've still got Christmas to get through.
Working on it.
Yeah. Is this your first time?
No, my first show was Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, right, yeah, came and saw that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so I was Lucy.
Of course you were.
And then
so you're here to stay.
Very different in that one, yes, to Mother Dear. a bit less.
Okay.
A few more clothes.
Nice Christmas jumper, by the way.
Thanks.
The other two have just been boring and worn the Betty Blue Eyes t shirts.
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah. I got this yesterday for my Christmas puddings. I've got a lovely Christmas jumper with gingerbread men on it.
Okay.
I'll grab it. Oh, I've got all sorts of
things.
I love it.
I must mention the fact that last time you came in with Martin for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and I came and saw it that night, and I just loved it. I thought it was so good.
Thank you very much.
You excelled, and I really, really enjoyed it. So I can't say any more than that, really.
Well, if you enjoyed that, you're going to enjoy Betty Blue Eyes just as much. So make sure you get a ticket, because we're doing really well with that one as well.
Okay, so Suzanne, how ticket sales going?
I think we're about 35% sold in total. A matinee's just over 72% sold.
Oh, that's good, because that's a big, big, big theatre to fill, isn't it?
We've got 2,500 tickets to sell in total.
Right. Okay.
So it is a big theatre.
Okay. One of the hardest things about the whole thing, really, is choosing what to do, isn't it? And how easy was it to choose Betty Blue Eyes? Because, first of all, hats off to you, because it's not a well-known production, and it's very easy to go down the My Fair Lady in the Oklahoma route and do something that's safe, but to do something that's a little bit out there, a little out of the box.
I think audiences deserve to see this one because, I mean, it went to the West End, but it opened in the West End sort of 2011.
Right.
And that was obviously a time where the credit crunch hit.
Yeah.
And so it flopped, but not because of the show.
Yeah.
It flopped because people weren't going to the theatre at that point. So it deserves to have a good audience, and it deserves to have people playing it so that, the story gets... So it's a really good musical.
It was. I worked on a show called Matador, which nobody ever remembers. It was in... Yeah, so Blank Faces, exactly. There was a song from it, Tom Jones had a hit with it, but it was a West End show, and I thought it was brilliant, but one bad review, and that was it. One bad review just killed it.
It got amazing reviews at the West End, but it was just box office sales that
literally couldn't sell the tickets, could it?
It is a sad thing, but I'm sure you're going to have massive success with it. We haven't talked about when it's on and how we're going to get tickets, etc., have we?
Over 12, box office lady.
Come on, box office lady.
It's on from this Wednesday the 7th to Saturday the 10th of February next year. Tickets can be purchased either through the Society box office email, which is boxoffice@shenfieldoperaticsociety.co.uk,
right,
or by phoning the box office on 07734 817 418, or if you want to book online, you can do it via the Queen's Theatre themselves.
Okay, you're busy with this one. You've got a concert coming up in when's the concert at Brentwood Theatre?
That's in June. No, it's not the Brentwood Theatre, it's at the Blackmore Theatre.
Oh, the Blackmore Theatre, right.
The end of June, middle of June, I think.
Yeah.
Which Kate is putting together at the moment as we speak.
And what sort of songs are you going to put in there then?
Well, we've got a food theme, actually, so there will be a variety variety of different songs, all kind of food and drink related.
Whoa. So, Master of the House, food, glorious food.
I hadn't even thought of those ones.
No. It's a little collaboration there.
Want to be in it?
Yeah.
I can sing. I'm very good. Just don't ask me to dance. I am the world's worst. When, when I'm on stage, if there's ever a part where if everybody bursts into dance, I grab a stick and wander to the back.
You can't have my walking stick.
Okay. I'll quite pass. Look, I really, really hope this goes really, really well for you.
Thank you.
Admire the, you know, the fact you're doing a show that's not really well known, and I hope you get fabulous audiences, because the music sounds great, and it's written by Alan Bennett, of course, who's always very, very successful. What's next for you after this, Ali?
Well, I'll be doing the concert with Shenfield. We've got some other things coming up along the way with some of the other societies as well. But with Shenfield, it'll be this, and then onto the concert.
We seem to be going. In my group, you know, Thyroid Quartz Players, we seem to be going through a little revival at the moment. We've got people queuing now to join. I don't know if you're. Are you the same? You've got lots of interest at the moment.
We've had 5 new people for this show, which is really good. They're really enjoying it. Getting on really well, so I think it depends. I mean, we did Oklahoma a couple of years ago. We did actually win the chorus award for that.
You did.
That sort of, we dropped numbers, and I think Singing in the Rain, we picked up a few more again. It varies. There's a nucleus of people who do every show, and then it varies as to what show you're doing, as to who wants to come in.
It's so difficult to actually pick a show to do, because you've got to think of your audiences, but at the same time, you need to get your society members involved as well. Otherwise, you know, you've not got a show.
Well, exactly, yeah.
So it is a really difficult thing, and obviously, there's so many very famous musicals that everyone's let's do that. But of course, you've got to look, is the rights available?
Yeah.
Is there another group doing it or has done it recently?
I can tell you now, we've applied to do, because it's, you know, the 100th centenary of the First World War, to do Oh, What a Lovely War.
And
the rights for that are just, we can't do it, it's just too expensive. Yeah, it's outrageously dear. And it's always difficult picking a play or a musical to do. You've got to look at your cast, the drama group. There's some fabulous plays for 5 people, but we've got 30. Now, in a pantomime, that's easy. Everybody gets a part in a pantomime. And our last production, you know, One Man, Two Governors, that was a large cast. But then the next one is only 7 or 8, which I'm directing. And you've got to be careful. Musicals normally is okay. You've got a larger cast.
Yeah, we're actually having troubles at the moment, though, because of the revival of bringing musicals into London. They seem to have this thing now where they're going to bring something on for 3 months and then tour it. And that's actually reducing a lot of the rights for amateur performers.
Absolutely.
Every time we apply for something, it's like, no, you can't have it. So it's becoming quite difficult.
And how, you know, we're the nearest one to you is. If there's a Colchester group doing a performance or an Ipswich, then maybe not, you know.
We had to have the extra added problem in that the Queen's Theatre is within the M25 boundaries. There are a lot of shows that if they're within that boundary, you don't get them.
Difficult, but you've got it.
And it's also good for us to do this one. Obviously, I said earlier, it's an amazing show, but also there's the links with the royal wedding as well.
Indeed.
So,
is there a royal wedding happening? I didn't.
There's the royal wedding happening, but it's also
it's the 70th anniversary of the royal wedding,
which actually takes place in the whole banquet that they're working towards.
Philip.
It's for those two.
Well, we actually got a letter from the Queen, because we did write her a card to wish her a happy anniversary and invite them to the show. Sadly, they are unable to attend, but we got a lovely letter back.
Have you ever read Henry Root's letters? He was a comedian, an author about 30 years ago, and he used to write these. He wrote a book called The Henry Root Letters, and it was Henry Root was like an angry man who lived in Chislehurst or something, and he wrote letters to everybody, and he used to invite Prince Charles to everything. Dear Prince Charles, me and Miss. Having a barbecue on Sunday afternoon, I wondered if you'd like a pot, and he'd always get a reply, and he'd publish a reply. Wonderful stuff.
We thought, because you know we are going to be performing at her own theatre, at the Queen's Theatre. Yeah. You know, we thought that she might you know have a seat, but she declined.
Well, look, Srivi, thank you so much for coming in. Wish it a success, and it's 7th and 10th of February. Matinees on what day, Suzanne?
Matinees on the Saturday,
2:30, and normal performance at 7:30. Tickets are £18 to £20. And if you'd like to get a seat for that, 01708 443 333, and you've got your own box office as well?
We have 07734 817 418.
That's the one you really want, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
They make fantastic Christmas presents as well. Okay. They fit nicely into stockings. So.
Fantastic. And you've got a website as well, which is?
www.shenfieldoperaticsociety.co.uk.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in to see us. Let us end
Thank you for having us.
I'm somebody they ought to be hobnobbing with, yet they put me down. I see the way people smirk. Maybe their jibes wouldn't work if I could move in high circles. Nobody, nobody, nobody calls me nobody. If only they take the time, they'd see that those who call me, I